they won't talk to me. Amen. But Roger's been a dear friend to me. Amen. We've had a good journey. Amen. And Brother Roger, for a number of years, we kind of clown around too much sometimes. But think that in the seriousness of salvation this evening, you've got to be thankful that God put some people in your path.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That truly loves you.
Amen.
Prays for you. And I thank God for this dear friend of mine. Amen.
Amen.
We're buddies. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, if he turns his back on me, I ain't quitting.
Amen.
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 And I don't want him to quit if I turn on him, but I ain't planning on turning on him. Amen.
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 Appreciate this preacher. Y'all get with us.
Amen. Amen.
Appreciate the workings of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. I didn't know he was gonna call on me, and I really don't know if I'm supposed to preach or not. I may just testify a minute and sit down, but I sure don't want to do anything to mess this up. My heart's heavy. For preachers' families and preachers' kids.
Yes, sir.
It breaks my heart to look around and see some of you that are sitting in this place. You're dear to our family, you're friends of ours, and you're still lost. And I wonder sometimes what it's going to take to get somebody to shake loose. I really do. I've got a daughter tonight that she's been taught right. Pointed right. We've sure not done everything right, but we've tried in our feeble way. And it seems like the older she gets, the farther, Brother Larry, she's going the other way. And it breaks a preacher's heart, Brother Jones. It breaks a preacher's heart when he looks and sees folks that he's pouring his heart out into, not just his own family, but his church family. And it seems like it's falling on deaf ears. But I'm glad my anchor holds tonight. And in spite of what Brother Ken, said, in spite of what everybody else does, my anchor holds. And if I had any scripture on my heart tonight, it'd be that. In Hebrews chapter 6, if you have your Bibles, turn with me for just a moment. Hebrews chapter 6. You can keep your seats. I'm not going to be long. But in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 14, he said, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the purpose. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them the end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs the promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirmeth it by an oath, that the two immutable things which it's impossible for God to lie, we may have strong consolation who have fled for refuge and lay hold upon the hope set before us. which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth in that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. I want to preach, maybe just testify for a minute about my anchor holds. I'm glad, thank God, that inside of me and inside of every true born again child of God, there's something that that hooks us. There's something that holds us. There's something that keeps us there. And you could call it a lot of different things. You could say we're constrained by the love of God. We're constrained by the power of God. And all that'd be right. But I'm glad my anchor holds tonight. I thought about, I was down at the Gulf this past week, and I was standing there watching one of those ships or one of those boats out in the water. And when the motor cuts off, instantly the rolling of that water and the harmony of that began to pull that boat in a direction. And I thought, that's exactly the way I feel a lot of times when it seems like there's something that the power's not hooking up just right. It seems like that I can't stay still. I begin to drift. The only way that boat could be launched into a place to where it's still is, I thank God it's got to drop anchor. Amen. And I'm glad, thank God, that when it drops anchor, thank God that anchor holds and keeps that boat from drifting. And I'm glad, thank God, in the midst of everything that's going on in this day in our lives, I'm glad I've got an anchor that holds, that's both steadfast and sure. I'm glad, thank God, that I don't have to wonder about it, Brother Jason. But my anchor, thank God's holding tonight. I thank God, you say, where are you anchored, preacher? The scripture said yonder, within the veil. Thank God, I'm glad. Thank God that my anchor holds. I thank God, into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of Almighty God. My anchor's holding tonight. Can I say real quickly, my anchor holds in life's storm. Amen. When everything's going wrong, Brother Ted, my anchor still holds. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Now there's a lot of storms and a lot of battles. I thought about this coming across the mountain tonight. I thought about those battles that hit us, and you don't have to be even a child of God to be struggling with the battles of life. And those battles have an impact on us, and they affect us. I was down there at that fort this week, and I was standing there looking at those pictures of those ships that were in battle, those pictures that they had drawn, and I thought, I know exactly how those men feel. Brother Dale, to be on that vessel, be floating out yonder, and it seemed like all of hell, I thank God, was coming against them, and it seemed like war had broke out around them. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of you are battling that in your own home. I thank God there is a battle going on. I thank God, but my anchor still holds. Amen. Anchor holds in the crisis of this life. Amen. Ain't you glad, thank God, the anchor holds? Amen. When the enemy is shooting at you. Now, there's three types of wounds. Let me give you this. There's three types of wounds. There's the wounds that come from the enemy. And we can expect them, Brother Bentley. I mean, Brother Terry, the devil's going to shoot at us. That's just reality. He hates us. He hates what we're standing for. Right. But secondly, thank God, there's the wounds that come from friendly fire. Yes, amen. Right. And I'm going to tell you, thank God, Jesus said, these are the wounds that I received in the house of my friends. Those friendly fire things, seems like to me that those wounds hurt worse than the enemy's bullets. Because those that Brother Dale's supposed to love me shooting at me. You ain't supposed to be shot by those that you went through basics with. Tell right, Brother Ted. Thank God they're supposed to have you back. And there's the enemies that shoot at you. And then there's the friendly fire. Then thirdly, there's a self-inflicted wound. And some of you are afflicting yourself with self-inflictions. Ain't that right? I know, I said it to our church last night. It's amazing to me. I've been the pastor there 14 years, and I said it to them last night. It's kind of shocked some of them. I said, I never have pastored some of you. I said, some of you And if your pastor's here, some of you here tonight, your pastor's never pastored you either. Because you've done determined you're not going to listen to him. You know what's right. You know what's the way you're going, and you're not going to listen to the man of God. Are you listening to me? And you'll suffer from self-inflicted wounds. I thank God that'll torment you in days to come because of your disobedience to the Word of God.
Amen.
Ain't you glad? Thank God God thought enough of you to give you a man of God that'll preach the truth like the preacher has tonight. Thank God for that. Amen. The anchor holds. The anchor holds when the enemy's shooting. The anchor holds when the brethren are shooting. Amen. Can I say the anchor holds even when I'm shooting myself? Now you say that sounds silly. Several months, years ago now, I guess it was, there was a prison guard over in our county. He got a new job there in the prison, and he got up in there and they put him in that tower, and he got up there and he got to playing with his pistol. And it went off and shot him in the leg. And he knew that they was going to fire him for what he had done. So he took his belt off and put a tourniquet on and thought he could last out the shift and they wouldn't know about it. Now before you laugh at him, some of you are self-inflicting wounds and you're thinking the preacher ain't going to know about it, church ain't going to find out about it, and the Lord don't know about it. But I'm telling you, thank God, he knows where you're at.
Amen.
Amen. He knows the wounds that you're dealing with. And he sees you inflicting, and he's talking to you, trying to get you not to do those things. But you won't hearken, you won't hear. But I'm glad I could tell you tonight, thank God, that in spite of who's inflicting the wounds, who's the shooting, who's the doing the shooting, thank God the anchor still holds. Amen. There's been a lot of times I've messed up since I got saved. I think there's been a lot of times that I've sinned and come short since I got saved. But bless be his name. I'm glad the anchor still holds. Amen. Do you have an anchor that's holding you? Amen. I said, do you have an anchor that's holding you? Now notice where this anchor's dropped. Yeah, down yonder in that Gulf of Mexico last week, those ships were dropping anchor down into that Mobile Bay and in the Gulf. But this anchor don't drop down. This anchor shoots up. That's that supernatural stuff you're talking about right there, Preacher Miller. Amen. Thank God when that anchor is anchored yonder within the veil. Ain't that right? Oh, help us, Lord. And I'm telling you, thank God, I'm glad that the anchor's anchored over yonder. I thank God it's not anchored down for years. I was headed the wrong way, but now, thank God, there's a pull. I thank God there's a tug from yonder's world. I thank God it lets me know that I'm anchored in a different place.
Amen.
The anchor holds in life's crisis. Can I say the anchor holds when I'll face death's valley? Amen. We just, this 2 weeks ago, I guess, this coming Thursday, we buried Brother Hollifield's daddy. And me and Brother Ken went over there visiting with him a few months ago, and he began to talk about what he used to be, Brother Dale,
yeah.
And how he used to run, and how the, and I told it at his funeral, I said, he went as far as saying the sheriff of the county I pastor in come to him and said, listen, buddy, there's coming a day when I'm going to have to deal with these warrants. Had a lot of issues that he was dealing with, a lot of sin, I told him. And he said, I took him at his word, and he said, I left and went to Virginia. Then he stopped, and tears began to run down his face, and his chin began to tremble. And he said, but boys, that's before I got born again. That's before I got saved. He said, I want to tell you, I don't do that stuff anymore. And I said, thank God, here he is in the four stages of cancer. They give him just a matter of a day, thank God. But he's telling me, thank God, as he approaches Death Valley, thank God the anchor still holds. Amen. Ain't you glad I've been by the bedside of some of them dear old saints as they pulled out. Amen. And I wonder, Brother Ted, and I wish sometimes they wouldn't give them all that pain medicine. I mean, if they don't really need it, I'd like to hear them tell me what they're seeing on the other side. Amen. Because I'm telling you, thank God the anchor holds. had a dear sister in our church for several years, and she is one of them, I guess, Brother Milby, you'd call her a Philadelphian saint. And she'd miss a few weeks because of sickness, and finally Sister Evelyn would come through the back door. And when she did, you could feel the whole service come up. And it never failed, hardly ever, Brother Dale, that when she was there that she wouldn't testify. And she wasn't just gomming around, she'd hit it. Amen. And she knew who she was talking about. And I went over there to see her to nursing home, and Sister Evelyn, she said, me and my wife sitting there, and she said, "Preacher, I want to tell you about," he was talking about that dream. She said, "I want to tell you about what I've been dreaming about here lately." And I said, "Tell me about it, Sister Evelyn." She said, "You know, Mama's gone." And I said, "Yeah, I said, there's her funeral." And she said, "Mama's been gone for several years now. But," she said, "every once in a while," said, "I'll be dreaming me and Mama's walking up a road together." And said, "We get almost to the top of the hilltop." And said, "She'll stop and say, 'Evelyn, you got to wait here, honey.'" And said, "Mama will go on across the hill." Yeah. Amen. And she said, "One of these days, preacher, you think I'm going to get to cross the hill and be with Mama?" Hallelujah. I said, "I'm persuaded of it, sister." Yeah. And one of the last times I went and seen her, she said, "I had that dream again the other night, preacher." I said, "Is that right?" She said, "Me and Mama was walking." Said, "Every time we get closer to the top of that hill, before Mama tells me, I got to wait." And she said, "I was almost to the crest of that thing." And she said, "I was desiring to see over into the other side." And said, "Mama said, 'Evelyn, you're going to have to wait here just a little while longer.'" And thank God, she said, "I woke up and I said, 'Thank God.'" Just a few days after that, my phone rung and they said, "Sister Evelyn's gone. She needs you, want you to preach her funeral." And I said, "Thank God. I'm glad the anchor holds. I thank God in the hour of death." Yes. Amen. But can I say, not only is the anchor hold in this life and hold in Death's Valley, but the anchor holds, Brother Dale, in eternity, future. I like what Brother Reed said several years ago. He said, "I have infused into my being eternal life." I've never forgot that. That got in my heart that day, he said that. "I've got infused into my being eternal." And he said, "I'm going to live forever." Amen. And boy, I got to thinking about that. And he's right.
Yes, he's right.
Amen. Yes, sir. You know how, sinner, I can tell you that my destiny's assured because my anchor holds here. It'll hold when I face Death's Valley. And thank God there is a future that he's already told me about, Brother Everett, in the Word of God. And my anchor holds out yonder in the future.
Amen.
Why? Because it's out yonder anchored within the veil. That promise that mentioned there that I read in the text, that promise that he promised Abraham. We read that scripture over there in Genesis about Abraham. And a lot of times we get down there where he took Isaac up on the mountain and he built the altar, and God will provide himself a lamb. And we read that, and then the angel of the Lord speaks to him and says, "Do the son no harm." And we kind of quit reading right there. But this verse here is talking about the next part of that chapter where he said the angel spoke a second time. Ain't that right? And he gave him a promise. That's what I'm talking about, that my anchor holding in the future. He gave me a promise. He said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake you. I'll go with you always." That's here. Ain't that right? That's here. But he said, "I'm coming back. And I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That's there. Amen. I just wanted to tell you tonight, my anchor holds. Do you have an anchor? Do you have an anchor tonight? Is it holding? Or are you drifting? I watched down there the harmony of those waves. You know, if you get close to the coast, them waves hit and they start hitting sand and rocks and these different things happen. But I noticed way out yonder, as far as I could see, there was a harmony in the waves. And when you're way out yonder, the world will rock you to sleep. God will deal with your heart. And in a service like this, when the man of God preaches and the world to say, just stay where you're at. Just stay still. And you'll leave a service like this and go home and turn the radio on or the television and all the conviction will leave you. Ain't that right? The world's rocking you. It's rocking all of us. Ain't that right? But the anchor holds tonight. It's steadfast and sure. In other words, it don't ever slip. You may slip and I may slip, but the anchor ain't going to slip. Amen. I think that's possible because talks about lest you slip. Ain't that right? So he's trying to get us to realize we can slip. Can slip. I looked that word up and one of the definition was drift away. Over the last few years, I've watched so many that said they loved this old time way. Said they were going to stay with it, Brother Dale. But the rocking of the waters of this world has slowly pulled them away. And the reason is, just like the preacher said, they must be born again. They did not have an anchor. They did not have an anchor. I don't want no pity party, but I'm going to tell you something. I've been shot at by a lot of things. Been shot at by the devil. Been shot at by the brethren. Been shot at by family. I'm talking about spiritually now. And I was talking to a dear brother, a preacher friend of mine, over on the other side of the county where I pastor. And he said this. He said, Brother Massey, can you explain something to me? And I said, I'll try my best. He said, me and you've been through some trials. I said, yes, we have. He said, have you ever wanted to quit? I said, a couple times a week, if I'd be honest with you. And y'all ever have that problem? Want to quit? Give up? Just let the water carry me away from all the problems, all the church problems, all the phone calls. Amen. That's right. He said, how come you and I haven't quit like everybody else has? And I said, Brother McCurry, all I can tell you is the anchor holds. It ain't me. And it sure ain't us. It must be this anchor that's holding us. Amen. Do you have an anchor that holds tonight? I'm done, Brother Kim.
I'm glad I got an anchor.
Yes.
Amen. I believe it was the Hurricane Katrina that come into southern Louisiana, New Orleans. And right after that, I read about a ship that had run aground down there somewhere on one of the sandbars. And it had sat on that sandbar for, I believe it's 17 or 18 years, run aground. And when that hurricane come in there, amen, they said that ship was so much sand around it that it could not ever, amen, be got out. So they was planning on salvaging it. And amen, but when that hurricane hit, amen, the ship come up. And they found it like 20-some days later on the open seas with nobody in it, just out there floating around. And the fellow I was reading that wrote the article, he said, the story ends like this. The ship was built for the open water, and it went home. Amen. One of these days. Amen. The home bells is going to ring.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Thank God, because that anchor holds within the veil.
Yes.
We're going out of here. Amen.
Amen.